morning every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
We often consider ourselves a community service station in that this is your radio station too, Melbourne. You get to use these microphones to communicate whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, your opinions. And right now, on this day where 44 is approaching, it's like the Armageddon. I'm terrified of today. I don't know what to do with today.
It's a hot day. Let's not say
come on.
Armageddon.
It's not just hot. That's
Armageddon.
Imagine air conditioners are breaking down. Electricity's going off. What do you do in that heat? Anyway, so anyone listening.
Let's not evoke panic.
Anyone listening right now who owns a pool, you know you're going to get a lot of attention
Melbourne
today.
Melbourne may melt.
Roads will be melting. Okay, the bitumen, the tar will be sticking to people's feet.
Irresponsible.
But the truth is, if you own a pool, you know you're going to get taken advantage of today. You're going to have friends you haven't seen for 2 years texting you, ringing you, jumping over the fence to get in your pool.
Right.
I thought this might be a great opportunity for pool owners to have a vent.
Yes.
Have a little bit of a whinge about how people only like you when it's hot.
Give us a call. We feel for those pool owners with their big, beautiful homes and their lovely pools. No, it's tough.
Hey, Boxy, what are you doing today?
Nothing.
Give us a call.
101.9 The Fox.
Right now, we are talking about the heat and we're approaching 44 today, a top of 44. We're 34 at the moment. That cool change, I think it's important to say, at the moment they're saying about 3:34, we're going to drop about 15 degrees. So if we can all get to mid-afternoon, we'll live, okay?
Nice. Okay, we'll live.
You think I'm being over-dramatic. I believe on a day like today, you look after your elderly in
correct,
your life.
That is
you
true.
Look after your pets and animals. Pets. This is very dangerous.
Your kids.
Definitely your kids. Look after them.
Yes.
But if you've got a pool, this can be annoying because you can think to yourself, oh, I'll just have a relaxing day at home. The next minute, you've got about 10 families in your backyard and 50 kids. So Joseph from Hillside. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Joseph. How do you go on a day like today as a pool?
Oh, well, I got a pool, an above-ground pool.
Yeah.
I just set it up for obviously me and my partner. Obviously, because it's a really hot day, we like to swim. But then when you got those good old close mates that love, jumping over the fence or bashing on the door saying, oh, can I come in the pool?
Oh, yeah. Joe, so you're trying to have a romantic afternoon in the pool with your missus and then...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, today's going to be a stinker of a day. Hopefully I get heated off from work as soon as possible.
Hey, Joe, at least they're honest. They knock on the door and say, I'm coming to the pool. I've got mates that just come over and say, oh, I haven't just in the area. It's 35 degrees, mate. I know why you're here. And they walk in with a towel.
A slight giveaway.
Linda in Caroline Springs. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Linda. Linda, do people like to take advantage of your pool?
Yeah, they do. But the sad thing is we've got a pool and my 15-year-old daughter doesn't like to go in it. Drinking hot or not, but my older boys do.
That's okay. Funny. So do you? So your daughter won't go in it, but I imagine all your friends bring their kids over and they're all in there.
Yeah, definitely. All the boys bring their friends over. They don't even tell us they're coming and you look outside and everyone's in the pool.
Why is your daughter not going in the pool? She can't swim or she's scared?
She just doesn't like water. A bit silly, isn't it?
Does she have a shower?
Yeah, that's one thing she does do. Yeah.
Linda, have you got aircon inside?
We do.
See, I get that.
Yeah, I get it.
I won't lie. If I'm in aircon and I'm comfortable, I don't want to take myself out to a pool.
No. Right.
Like,
okay.
I'm quite happy.
I did that yesterday.
Like today, the aircon doesn't work that great, does it?
Okay, yeah, today, I reckon even your 15-year-old might end up in the pool, Linda.
Let's hope
this might push her.
Good setup out there, Linda and Caroline Springs. She's got the nice pool, the aircon. I mean...
Oh, I'm loving it. I mean, this is our, let's be honest, this is just our way of finding out where the pools are in Melbourne and we'll be there.
Don't worry, Byron will be knocking on some doors this afternoon.
Well, I might be heading out there to Western Nissan today. I might might swing by.
Gary in Tarnate. Hey, Gary.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, good. Gary, is your pool going to get some use today?
Well, the kids will be and probably the neighbours will be jumping the fences to get in.
I love the idea of just neighbours jumping fences.
Surely you go through the front
it's
door.
It's like an attack, isn't
what
it?
What is it, Fev? I mean, this happens?
Well, this happens. I've got a pool. We've got people coming over today. Haven't seen them for a while. But when I was a kid, we lived in Birch Court in Narre Warren.
Yeah.
And so the court, we were the house right in the middle. So as you're driving the courthouse, it was bang. So everything centered around that house. So there was cricket there. The goals were there for footy, everything. But we were the only people that had a pool. So we had an above ground sort of pool, little setup. And so Chris and all that were next door. There was kids in every house. There was six of us, six houses. Every time it was hot, bang, everyone was in the pool all day.
Wow.
When it was cold, we'd just be at other people's houses. But as soon as it was summer and it was hot, it was a Fev's household. Mum hated it because it would run through the house. It'd be crap everywhere.
I know. Kids like, never dry their feet before they come through the house, do they?
Grass everywhere. Poor Kazza.
I know.
But so much fun.
What a great street. What a great street.
Birch Court. What a street.
Is that where the statue of Fev is on that street?
No, that's Webb Street.
No statue.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
Everyone talking about it, everyone trying to work it out. Fev's obsessed with it. 8:30 is when we'll play that secret sound and open the phones. That's 8:30 this morning. We'll play it for you again, open the phones and give you your shot at $50,000 if you know it.
I tell you what, the buzz around this secret sound, I caught up with quite a few friends yesterday and it was a topic of conversation. In fact, one of my girlfriends, her husband was texting saying, is this it? And I have to keep explaining. I don't know. I'm not even doing a poker face. Fev, Byron and myself are not trusted within the company.
No,
nobody will tell us what the secret sound
is. In many ways, why wouldn't we be trusted?
It's very frustrating, Byron and Boxy.
But it does start the
game.
And
you know what I'm like.
What are you like?
Get to the point where I'm...
You get over it.
I'm over it.
And I know. Yeah, I reckon you're almost there and we're only 4 days in.
No, I'm actually over it because I don't know what it is.
Right.
And it's frustrating.
So they should tell you. They should tell
I'm that sort of person.
Can
if I can't win,
it?
I don't play.
Sure.
Let's just have a listen.
Okay,
I know, I can tell.
By the way, don't call to guess right now, but this is just don't call to guess, but this is it.
Like, each of my friends is in the nail gun staple area. It's a very common belief. Well, I think it's too. Well, someone's already guessed one of those and it's been wrong.
Fox.com.au for all the incorrect guesses.
Because everyone's talking secret sound and we don't get to play and we can't win. And we love it. Well, Fev's just gotten over it, but before that, we know that.
Yeah,
so
I just love it.
Okay, let's have a bit of fun. Everyone's talking about the secret sound. We are going to create our own game that we can play because we're not allowed to play for the 50 grand.
Fair enough.
We're going to guess your secret sounds.
Oh.
So right now, 131060, you call in and make a noise. It can be with your mouth or it can be something you've got in front of you.
Okay.
So if I rang up and said to you, Boxy, guess my secret sound.
What the?
And you'd have to answer what?
Yeah. Well, I'd say you just made a noise with your mouth.
No. I'd say, boom, boom. I'd say it was a fart.
No, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't. I saw you do it. You did it with your mouth.
No,
no.
No, don't actually. Okay.
131060, just a bit of wacky fun for a Friday. It's hot. We're all going to get heat stroke. So let's just start, kick it up. Well, we are.
Well, we need to take precautions. Obviously be hydrated. 13.
We might already have
I reckon Boxy does hot days well.
I don't like it.
Hey, quickly, guys, shut your eyes. Shut your eyes, both of you. I've got one
Byron's
for you, okay?
Because
you said just find something in front of you.
Yeah.
And then, so shut your eyes. There's something in front of me. I'm going to hold it up to the microphone. What was that?
I reckon it was you're getting a tissue out of a tissue box.
Correct. Well done, Brendan.
Did you see?
Yeah.
He had his eyes open.
Okay. Anyway. 131060 is the number. Call us with your
sound. Love that game. I won.
Good fun.
101.9, The Fox.
This is Fifi, Fev and Byron on a hot one, a high of 44 for Melbourne. Oh, sorry.
Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
Do you remember about 3 minutes ago, Fev, during that song, I said I'm really good at radio?
Yeah. That wasn't your fault, though.
Of course
Thank
it wasn't.
Thank you, Fev. It was Byron's. Now, we're loving the return of the secret sound. Clearly it's got Melbourne talking. Fev, Byron and I can't play. All our mates are trying to play it with us. So we thought, why don't we play our own game where you call in and you have a sound and Byron, Fev and I've got to guess it.
This is great.
This is fun. It's like reverse secret sound. Now we've got Sandy from Cranbourne. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
How are you going with the heat, Sandy? Has it got you yet?
No, not yet.
Good, good. Yeah, 34. I mean, that's okay. You can live with that. We're about to go 10 degrees higher, everyone. Oh, dear. Okay.
Strong rapport.
Yeah, now, Sandy, what is... well, let's hear your secret sound.
Pardon?
Oh, have you got a secret sound?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're ready. We're ready for it.
Okay.
Oh,
Okay, let's. Who thought of this game?
No, it's okay. Did you?
What did I say to you before?
Did you have a pen, Sandy?
This is a dud.
And tap the pen against the the microphone on the phone.
I don't care if that is the sound.
I don't have a pen.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a pen.
Was it a recorder? Did you whistle?
No,
that's someone in the. Is that one of
the kids? What confuses us? There appears to be a budgerigar behind you, but that's
it's
not.
A biscuit.
But that's not.
Pop it.
No, it's my baby magpies I look after.
Oh, there we go. Gorgeous magpies. Out of interest, before we let you go, Sandy, what was the noise that you made?
It was the clipping of the button on my wallet.
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. So there was a magpie, and then that.
The magpie was very prominent.
Yeah. The magpie ruined that.
Are we going to play again?
Yeah.
We've been told to give it another try.
This is the number one breakfast show in Australia.
Well, not for long.
Calls have been vetted, apparently. Now we've got Louisa in South Morang. Hi, Louisa.
Hi, guys. How are you going this morning? Welcome back.
Oh, Louisa, great to have you on the show. Louisa, are you enjoying the opportunity to create a secret sound?
Totally. You guys are doing my head in.
Okay, good. Well, that's what we aim to do.
Hopefully there's no budgies in the background.
No budgies. I'm in a quiet, soundproof room.
Okay, give us the sound, Louisa.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
That sounds like ours.
That's basically a recording of ours. Listen to ours. Don't call to guess, by the way. Listen to ours. And then listen to. Do yours again. Gee, it's similar.
Wow. Louisa, I think you've actually called in with the secret
sound. Oh, my God. So she tells us. Exactly. If she tells us what hers is, that's the actual.
Exactly. Louisa, was that maracas?
No, not maracas.
Are you opening a Milo tin?
No.
Okay, Louisa, what was your secret sound?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Picking up a half foot. Bottle of water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well done.
I reckon that could be a severe spoiler alert for the actual...
Better not be. When my phone rings after, you better...
By the way, you haven't won 50 grand from making the sound.
I know.
That's like a reverse win.
Hey, Byron, if you were the adjudicator...
Right.
And I said, with bottle of water, would I have to say Mount Franklin bottle?
You wouldn't have to identify the brand of bottle, no.
But you'd have to identify the action.
The action.
Now, how are we going? Are we enjoying the game so far? Are we going to go to Kirsten and Romsey?
Well, she's last, and in radio that means it's the best. So.
And our second caller from Romsey this week, our wonderful spot there in Victoria.
Tracking well in rural Romsey.
Hey, Kirsten.
Leon's on a real tight rope at the moment.
Kirsten, is it much fog there in Romsey this morning?
I could not tell you.
Oh, okay. Are you inside it, like a cave?
Yeah.
Is okay, it nice
she's
and cool?
She's in a cave.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now,
where do you think Romsey is?
No, because remember the other day we spoke to, I think it was Dave in Romsey, and he said it's very foggy.
There's some early fogs in Romsey.
Yeah.
What caves are floating around Melbourne?
Kirsten said she couldn't see the fog. Anyway, sorry, Kirsten.
That's all right.
Yeah, welcome back to Make Your Own Secret Sound.
Yes, now, Kirst, let's hear your secret sound.
Oh, what the hell's that?
She is in a cave. That's it's Brendan Fraser from Encino Man.
Was that a, do you have one of, like a kid's toy with you?
Nope.
It sounds, can you do it again?
Okay.
What is that for?
Is it an old, like, phone? Something, is it like a...
The thing is, no one can win anything, and I don't care what the sound is.
What is it?
What is that?
A two-way radio.
There we go.
I knew.
Well, look.
It's a secret. Make your own secret sound.
How far is Romsey out? Two-way. I'm getting the milk.
Thank you very much.
101.9. The Fox. How great. Our first week back in 2019, and we have a superstar in town, Craig David. Welcome to the show.
How are you guys? You all right?
We're great. So good to see you. So
Love
good to smell
here.
You again.
Thank you for the compliments.
One
earlier,
of the
by the
best
way, for the
smelling recording artists
smells
in
a bit
history.
Like D&G 3, I reckon.
Okay.
You're a man who knows this.
you know.
It's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I just try and make an effort when I'm coming in here.
From one nice smelling human to another.
I know.
Sense, Boxy.
Two very similar men sitting in front of me. Very talented.
We can sing. We're beautiful. We smell good.
I know.
Smelling good is an important one, though.
100%.
Set the tone for
it. Does
for the rest of your day.
I used to play sport, and my coach. I don't never listen to any coaches because I just did my own thing. Mm. And he said to me one day because he smelled good. I said, "Geez, you smell good." He goes, "Whenever you meet someone for the first time, always make sure you smell good because that's the only thing they're going to remember."
first impressions.
First impression.
Do you know what I mean?
Fascinating.
There you go. Yeah. And then bang.
I mean, good if you can sound good too and sing well.
If you can sing a couple of songs and smell good, it's a bonus. But
he can't sing, but he smells amazing.
Still go away saying this guy smells nice, you know what I mean?
I'm going to sign him for a record deal because he smells awesome.
And speaking of singing, Craig, what a huge night tonight. You're going to be performing at the Australian Open. Mm. Now, it's a hot one. We're hitting top of 43 today. Ooh. That's going to be quite warm.
Yeah.
How are you going in those conditions?
We're kind of in like the evening, so hopefully it should have like just tapered down a little bit. But I've been with my band. We've been rehearsing up for this, and I love doing the band stuff.
Oh,
I mean, it's just like when you got hits from like way back in the day, but also newer songs that you got in the mix. And that live thing is, I live for it.
Oh,
so
that's great.
Hope everyone enjoys it tonight. It should be good.
Oh, it'd be good playing in a band, because when you're singing solo and you stuff up, you're the
you
one.
You can't hide.
Right, yeah. When you've got a band, geez, I'd hide behind
other people.
I'm like, he did it.
I don't think Craig needs to hide behind
anyone. But you know,
anyone,
the thing is, when you're the vocalist, it's hard to kind of point to the drummer and be like, yeah, well, he did it. It's like, well, I had nothing to do with it. I mean,
also, so the Oz Open, I mean, it really is like a music festival as well as a tennis event. Some people go just for the music, don't even watch the tennis.
People were going just for Craig's night, for sure.
So that is tonight. But, of course, FIFA R&B Vine Days is going to be massive as well. The Summer Winery Escape with Nelly on the bill, All Saints and more. That's Saturday, Feb 9th. So he's a busy boy, Craig David. That's at Mount Dunedin Estate, Geelong. Those tickets are moving fast.
That is going to be so good. I love Vine Days. And what a great atmosphere that is, Craig. You've got people there enjoying themselves, picnics, a lot of
couple
what,
drinks,
vino.
Yeah, there's drinks on the table, we're smelling good. Yeah. do you know what, though? It's just I love when you've got like an eclectic group of people, different bands kind of together on the bill. Actually, this is probably the one show that if I do mess up, everyone's like, I don't really hear it anyway. It was just so smashed off that wine that we had over there.
It was great, David. It was amazing. Awesome. It was just
brilliant. Good stuff. And of course, new music from Craig David as well in 2019. His latest album, The Time Is Now, features the singles Heartline and I Know You. We love when Craig David comes down to Australia. He's picking all the best events. He's got the tennis, he's got the wineries covered. Well done, mate. And always good to have you on the show.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on again. It's always good seeing you, and congratulations with a birthday and the new baby and everything.
Oh,
and
God.
It's still smelling good,
was Fred just congratulating for having a birthday?
Just before we turned the mics on, he was telling Craig all the great things that he's been up to lately. Having a birthday.
On Monday, because we started back on Monday, and we said, Craig, David's coming in. I go, oh, my God, I interviewed him last year when I was on my scooter because I did my
Yeah, you did your leg lift.
And he smelt amazing.
Yeah.
And I said that to Fifi. And then when we walked in, we hugged it out.
It
and he goes,
beautiful.
Geez, you smell good, bro. And I'm like, yes, because I said he smelled good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the thing. You wouldn't get that.
Strong rapport, you
hey,
guys.
Hey, Byron, do you know what? I'm going to walk away now.
Jeez.
Oh, he's done a bit of that gear.
Craig.
I was going to fill you in on a couple other things, but we just like, but our time has run out here. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Yeah, it's look, there are people that love the heat. There are people that don't like the heat. No, I don't think anyone likes 44. Like, that I've been dreading today.
Described by the Bureau guys as oppressive heat.
Oppressive heat.
I put a bit of a downer on a boxer. You know when everyone goes, oh, summer, woohoo, can't wait for summer. I hate summer.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan.
No.
I love spring.
I just don't like it when it's over like 25.
I agree. 25 to 28, perfect.
Yeah.
Actually, 24, take a 24.
Yeah, I'll take a 24. As long as the sun's out and it's not too hot, you can have a swim. But as soon as it gets hot, you can't go outside. I hate it.
You can't.
And then mozzies. That's what I don't like about
today,
summer.
And I'm going to be serious for a minute, because today, 44 degrees, we must look after each other, and particularly our elderly. If you know anyone, any neighbours nearby who are on their own, make sure they're okay. You leave lots of water out for your pets, animals,
kids,
even wildlife if you live rurally.
What about that campaign they've had to do to remind people not to leave kids in the car? I remember I thought you just didn't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe you'd have to remind someone. So
there's a
reminder.
Mm. Jeez. I was being serious when I was talking about summer too.
No, I know.
Yeah.
No. I know. I was just doing a bit of a community service announcement.
I thought I was joking.
No, I know how much you hate summer.
I don't like it at all.
I know, but you wear shorts all year round anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, because I get hot.
Yeah, you're
there's something really wrong with me. I get really hot. I like overheat when it's like cold. It's not good.
You should see maybe someone about that.
I think I've got a lot of issues.
So are we still on 34 at the moment, Byron? We're hitting 44.
No, we're 33. I just had a look at the weather in South Melbourne, Boxhead.
Yeah, good.
And we're in 33.
Temps hovered at low 30s overnight. 12,000 Melbourne homes lost power overnight.
That's a disaster.
That's rough.
This is rough. Now, let's be honest, it's on most people's minds, the weather today. Hopefully certain professions have got the day off. Tradies should not be required to work in that heat.
I'll tell you who's wrapped on a day like today. Hoytson Village.
Oh, big day for cinemas.
It's like Boxing Day for them.
Do you even think, like, that's hardcore for the big shopping centres air cons on days like today?
Like, yeah, you'd have to have a couple of backup generators. I think I might take the kids to the movies today.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we've got aircon at home, but it's like you don't want to keep it running.
Right.
Just get out. I might take them to the movies, sit down.
If you turn your aircon off, you're going to go home to a
sauna. No, you put it on really low. Because I think if you keep running it, we waste a lot of energy.
Yeah,
I reckon on a 44-degree day, it's okay to...
Yeah, it is okay. But I felt like my aircon last night was struggling.
Yeah, I think it was.
Like it was a bit, it wasn't cold.
It can't take on 44 degrees.
No one can.
13 10 60 though, can we find out how are you planning to avoid the heat today? Because we could share tips. I mean, great tip by Fev. Mm. Have you got a plan of attack?
Good, especially for people who don't have aircon. I had a friend, she doesn't have aircon. She's ended up finding an air-conditioned tram. I believe the 96 is air-conditioned, and she's just gone round and round and round on that circuit because that tram is air-conditioned. So that's just a way
to
escape.
Just on the tram.
That's a great idea.
Well,
it's a great idea.
Yesterday, Ian, Leon's boyfriend, he went to the art gallery.
There we go. Just
would never usually go to the art gallery.
No, he's not cultured.
Air-conditioned.
Wow, okay,
you know
so
where
there
you
we go.
Go. Crown, play poker. Well, Aussie Millions is on at the moment.
Okay, well, that's good.
Aircon.
Yeah, Crown would be handy.
Responsibly, great place.
I'm annoyed because I've arranged a lunch date at 1 p.m. But
today?
Yeah. I know, wasn't that just silly? But
it's a Friday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, lunch. But it's the bits like getting in and out of the car that I'm not looking forward to.
No, you don't want to be doing that.
Good friend of the show, Honky.
Yeah, it was Honky with him.
Easy, Fifi, Fev and Byron, the pub.
Hey.
101.9, The Fox.
Today is oppressive. It's 44 degrees.
So hot.
We are sitting on 34 at the moment. It didn't go under 30 overnight. 12,000 homes in Melbourne without power. How are you going to get through the day? Helen in Officer. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Helen, have you got a plan of attack for today?
Yep, a local library. It's a beautiful 22 degrees.
Oh, that's good. And the library, and I'm, you know
what?
Probably
the only time you get me in one.
See, Helen, that is a great strategy. Well, because Fev said cinema, but see, I think cinemas will be so popular that they're going to be busy. I don't think everyone's thinking
there'll
library.
Be no one in the library.
You're smart.
You'd be smart.
So, it's quiet. You can read a book, curl up on a beanbag. Oh, Helen, I'm there. I reckon I'm at a library.
Even have a nap in there too.
Lovely.
That's the one in Pakenham there. That's the library there in Paki, isn't it, Helen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful It's a beautiful facility.
How
there.
Often have you been to the Paki library?
I was there all the time.
I literally live a minute walk to a library. It's a big, beautiful library.
There you go. That's your day.
Mm. Just opposite Pakenham Central, by the way, that library.
Read.
John Grisham. I reckon you'd like him.
Oh, for CSI?
Sarah in Doncaster. Hi, Sarah.
Morning, guys. Love your show, by the way.
Thank you, sis.
So I work at a major shopping centre, and we've received communication that our air conditioning units actually turn off when it's warmer than 35 degrees.
Sorry,
they can't cope with the heat. So we received communication that from the centre that we are advised to have pedestal fans and to have cold water on hand. However, we are not able to have fans as we would require them to be obviously checked, but they won't provide pedestal fans for us. So everyone who came to the centre yesterday was leaving within about 10 minutes, even when it was 35. So.
Do you know what? I'm not going to say...
So the turns off, Boxy.
Jeez.
Yeah, look, some centres, I'm not necessarily saying it's Sarah's centre, have glass dome roofs, and I don't know that they cope well,
Chatty
a big
has
shopping centre.
But I reckon they'd have their aircon pumped up. That's the biggest one
I reckon that's where the big shopping centres can struggle, because if you've got it, aesthetically it looks beautiful. The sun comes in, but on a hot day... Aircon can really struggle with
the suddenly glass. The library in Pakenham's looking very good.
Hey, says, how's that go with like the food places?
It's a little bit tricky. So in the centre that I work in, there are certain stores that have their own air conditioning units. So those ones are okay. I'm not familiar with some of the food facilities, but some of them have air conditioning units of some kind, but there are a lot of open cafes and a lot of open eateries. So
I reckon aircon has the right to turn off over 35.
Really? Like, that's its right?
If you've made that unit, you can't just stop working. Yeah. It's like it's...
You'd think that's when it should kick in. It should go harder.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
That's bizarre. Wonder where she works.
Well, that's not...
Zach in Dandenong. Hey, Zach.
Hi, how you guys going?
Yeah, good, Zach. How are you going to tackle 44-degree heat today?
44, that's cute. Okay, listen, the best way to keep cool, okay, is stay at home and walk around naked.
Are you sitting on the furniture naked, Zach?
What do you mean? Anything, like walk around. I mean, I'm talking like no jokes because it gets like the hottest down there the most.
Right. Yeah.
It's like the Yarra River, but down under.
Right.
Oh, God. Do you live by yourself, Zach? Yeah.
No, I've got two kids. Whoa. Two girls.
Oh, probably pad up, I reckon, and put some clothes on.
Well, as I walk past the room, you've got to run.
Okay. So thank you so much, Zach, for some great ideas. It's,
I get the theory.
I don't advise walking around naked by
yourself. I just hope people pop a towel on when they sit on furniture. That's all I require.
If you're by yourself, maybe.
Yeah, no, fair enough. 101.9
The Fox. Yeah, guys, I've come to a grinding halt in my life.
Oh, dear, what's happened?
I'm going to lose something that I've had the ability to do for my whole life.
Kick snags?
Since I was about 13, I would think.
Footy.
No, I'm playing footy, Hastings. Get down there.
What are they? The Panthers?
I think the Lions?
The
Blues.
The Blues, the Pigeons. Jumper.
You don't know what they're called?
Hastings, the Blue.
I think you've played for a lot of teams.
Mate, literally everywhere, man. I've been around the traps. Don't worry about that. I've played in more footy clubs than you've probably had hot dinners.
So I was going to say something else, but I thought about it.
Yeah, so I'm going to lose something. So
lose something?
Yes, Broxy, and I'm a bit scared because I think that it's going to do something to me. I'm going to lose my manhood.
What?
What's happening?
What
are you talking about?
I'm going to get the snip.
Whoa!
Mm.
Fair.
Alex said you need to snip it.
Hang on.
I don't think it works. I don't think you'd lose the...
Well, I don't know. Do you? Does something happen? Like, what happens? I don't know, Boxy. I need some help here, and I'm very scared because I've got four beautiful daughters, and I think it's time
You're hanging up the...
Yeah, it's hang... you hang the boots up.
No, you hang your boots up, but you put the pool stick back in the rack.
Put the cue in the rack.
I mean,
back in its shell.
For those, I mean, you know, kids in the car, this would be Fev's ability to have a little baby.
Yeah, now, Fev, if you are nervous about and you're worried about it, Leon Shergren, our executive producer, has just given me what's involved in the procedure. Do you want me to talk you through it?
No.
So what's going to happen is...
is it an operation? What happens?
Yeah.
So you go under. I don't mind that.
Actually, I don't know with a general. I have a feeling... can I just quickly say, 13, 10, 60, if any guys have had the procedure...
And it's just, does anything change?
Yeah. Are you happy with it? Or did you regret it? Because do you know what I've heard a lot lately? I just hear about men reversing the procedures.
Yeah, and you know how painful that is?
Well, I've heard that's particularly painful. Apparently.
Because I know, because we've just had a baby now, and obviously Alex is, we're 2 months in, she shut up shop. But I've seen Alex around me. She's going to regret it.
She's only human.
You do make beautiful babies, so I can see that would be difficult. But essentially what's going to happen, Kev,
doesn't go anywhere near me.
Small tubes in your scrotum.
Oh, yes. It's a good chat.
I want to be really
They're not at school.
Here.
It's fine.
No, but they might be.
It's adults.
Car.
No, they're adults.
They're in the air conditioning. Everyone's just driving around the block.
listening to Fox on Alexa.
So those small tubes that carry your little swimmers.
Yes.
Big swimmers, whatever.
I had sort of Grant Hackett style. Oh. Like I swim.
You did. Yeah. Okay. So the tubes that carry those swimmers. Brian's they're more cut of an off Ian Thorpe.
All right. Push on. Let her go through.
So they're just cut. They cut those. Tubes and they will no longer be on their way.
So what happens? They just die.
Just so you know,
do they just die? What happens?
They just they just hover there in the.
Is it like a volcano ready to erupt? How does it go? Geez. It's just sick because they'd have to go somewhere.
It doesn't affect. Just so you know that I don't want to be too graphic here, but the swimmers are separate to the pool.
Yes. Okay.
the pool that they're swimming in.
So you still
in.
Get excited.
So you still get the pool water.
Yeah. Okay.
You just don't get
the filtered.
The swimmers that are in them. There you go.
Filtered water. Yeah.
Sort of. I think
it's like an orange juice.
Without the pips.
Instead of having the pulp, I'll have no pulp. I'll have freshly squeezed.
I think we nailed it.
Yeah, that's great.
And so anyway, I've got to do this. I don't know what to do.
There's calls coming through already.
Yeah, I want to hear from guys. What's Fev in store for? And has anyone regretted it and gone backwards? And how? Apparently, that's very painful.
All right, 13 10 60
just in case.
Is the number.
Have you had the snip?
I was thinking, Fief. I'm thinking of doing the same thing. I might go in with Fev.
I'll give you a tip, and I'll give you. I'll save you a bit of time.
Going together?
No, I'll give you a bit of save you a bit of time going to the doctor's. You're really old. You don't.
Okay, that's funny.
You don't swim anymore.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Fev, you made that big announcement.
Yeah, today would be a good day to go get the snip. You in a hospital, sleepover, aircon.
It's just local.
Oh, is it?
So I think you're in and out.
Oh, God.
So maybe not the best day.
I've got no idea, do I?
No,
so for those who just tuned in.
Yes. So, Fev, you are considering having the snip?
Yes. No more babies.
No more babies. And we've just asked the wonderful men of Melbourne to call in if they've had it.
Yeah, because I'm a bit worried, Boxy, whether you lose your mojo or not.
I have in front of me some factual information that says it in no way
just
affects
your
manhood.
Bagels.
I know, I can't. My bagel's gotten quite messy.
Uber eats, dangerous.
Okay, so move the bagel and read the notes.
Anyway, no, it in no way affects your manhood.
It doesn't at all.
That's what I'm being told. But
manhood.
Let's ask men who have been through it.
What do you mean, so he'll still feel like
Byron, we don't need to go there. There's little ears in the car.
Zane in Yarraville. Hey, Zane.
Oh. How you going?
Good, Zane. Now, Zane, you've had the snip?
I had a snip last year, about May of last year.
Ooh.
How'd it go, mate?
We've got two under four when we had it. And my wife just said, that's enough.
That was a rash decision.
No more. So you've got two choices. One, you can go local, which is just numb the area, or you just get knocked out. And I said to my wife, there is no way you're going to numb the area. Knock me out.
Yeah. So you can go for that option.
Yeah, you can. I had a friend of mine who went for that option, and he had his daughter, his two-year-old daughter and his wife in the room talking to him, and I'm just like, that's just weird.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have done that.
But the biggest tip I'll give you, Fev, is when you do it, and it changes your life. The grass looks greener, the coffee smells nicer. In the 3 months between having the snip and getting the all clear, I sort of said to my wife, hey, listen, the surgeon, he's a specialist, he's a professional. He said, we need to do it like 100 times in the next 3 months. Right. We've got to really keep doing it. And the myth lasted for about a week, and she said, he's lying. And I'm like, yeah.
That was just a gag from the doctor, Fief.
Hey, don't worry, Zane, I like it. It hasn't, there's been no ball games being played for about 6 months.
Okay.
Zane, thank you for that advice.
Been
for
no
Fev.
Home runs hit, mate.
Now, this is interesting.
Put the cue in the rack.
I think you need to hear this, Fev, because we've got Courtney from Lilydale, obviously a female. But Courtney, you have a story about your dad who had the snip.
I do.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, guys. How are you? So, Fev, just a heads up. My dad had his done 2 years before I was born.
Oh, hang on.
What's Mum been up to?
No. Well, that's the funny thing. She, I was...
So what's
dad actually
there?
Goes, best surprise ever, well, but
not what
up.
I paid for.
No. Look, small country town, maybe it was a vet, I don't know.
Yeah, vet. Hang on, the small country town, I think there's a lot more to this story.
There are things you haven't been told, Courtney, but thank you for your call. Wow, that didn't work.
Well, no, maybe there's way, I don't know. Anyway, Wendy.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Wendy Lang Warren. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Wendy. Now, Wendy, you work for somebody who does
the
snip.
I certainly do. Dr. Nicholas Demetriou, Dr. Snip, if you Google him up.
Dr. Snip.
Dr. Snip.
Oh, Fev, look, everything in your life is sponsored. Can we just have one thing that's not? I mean, are you going to go thanks to Dr. Snip?
Geez, they branched out there. So what does Dr. Snip, he's the best in the business, is he?
He certainly is. He's been doing the procedure for over 35 years now, Fev. The best part of our procedure is you get a stubby holder and a chocolate frog at the end of the...
1019, The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
Woo! Secret sound time. This is your chance to guess. Now, this has got all of Melbourne talking, and I now realise why management didn't tell us. Fair Byron and I don't know what it is because no. that many people ask me. And it would become hard
You'd
to
let
keep
it slip
it to
a
yourself.
Little. You go, ooh, close. You can't say that. Hot.
And especially Fev's dad, Anne. She would ask Fev so many questions. Yeah. He always tries to win any competition that we do.
Lulu's trying to win it. She's nine.
Let's hear the sound, Byron. Okay, I'm going to just right now go over some of the incorrect guesses. This is just me being helpful.
Oh, very nice.
So one of the incorrect guesses so far has been stapling a piece of paper, clicking a ballpoint pen down, using a hole punch on a piece of paper. I know where everyone's going because that's what it sounds like.
Mm.
But I just wanted to point out they are incorrect answers.
Okay.
So Sally from Moorabbin, are you there, Sal?
Yes.
Sally, let's hear it one more time. And once you've heard the sound, tell us what you think it is.
Okay. It is the handbrake in the car when it's down and the button at the top and you push it.
Ooh.
Prevalent on older vehicles.
That's a great guess.
That is a good guess. We'll turn to Leon Shergren, one of three people at Fox FM who knows the secret
Interesting
sound.
Choice.
Who's it, him? Yeah. Keegs?
Who are the other
two? No, I don't think that's
Keegs.
I don't think they're even telling us because they know we'll apply pressure.
AB is one of them, the big boss.
The big boss.
Who?
AB. All
right.
Yeah, he should know, actually.
Okay. Anyway.
Leon, is Sally correct or incorrect?
I love Sally's confidence, but it's not right.
Oh, sorry, Sal. It was a good example, though. Oh, okay.
Such
okay.
a letdown. Actually,
Sally
could have won 50 grand.
I know. Well, now Jade could win 50. Grand. Jade from Emerald. I love that, Jade.
Hi, how you going?
You're Jade.
I am.
You're from Emerald.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, Boxer, she hasn't guessed yet. I love that.
Jade's a green stone. Yeah. Emerald's a green stone. That is brilliant.
She will have heard that before,
I think. You heard that before, Jade?
Actually, I haven't.
Oh!
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, actually.
Oh,
I didn't even really click.
Look at Fifi. That's amazing. Has she thought of it?
You were born to live in Emerald, Jade.
Yep.
Anyway.
Why?
Okay, Jay, let's do this. For $50,000, what is this sound?
I think it's pushing down the release button of the seatbelt.
Oh, very car-based guesses today.
And good guesses that I hadn't even thought about. Mm. Leon Shergren, could you please deliver your response to Jade?
It's a great guess. It's incorrect.
Incorrect.
Hey, what about bad luck, Jade? What about the look you gave me then when I was trying to be a smartass?
What look did I give you?
Looks could kill.
Really?
Hey, can I have a couple of guesses?
The bosses don't like when you do this.
I don't care what the bosses say.
What are you coming up with today?
Here we go. I reckon it's like a deck of cards. We go and you flick them, or when you've got a big wad of cash with a lucky band and you put the lucky band around it.
No, do you know what? There's some heavy plastic involved. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm hearing a metal.
I'm hearing.
Do it again.
It's not like rubber bandy or papery. That's sort of heavy plastic.
Everyone's
or metal.
Talking about it. Another chance after nine.
Do it once
this
more.
You really want it again? Okay. I'm hoping to play a song.
What song are you going to play?
Is it a typewriter?
Quint, put this to the jewelry. Shh.
Beyonce.
Typewriter?
It could be something to do with a typewriter. Golf?
Golf?
No, Leon's out there looking like he's swinging a golf club.
Saying that we've got tennis tickets next. Remember to...
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.